This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of this radio program. You're invited to join us here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Once again, according to our caller, Matthew, who is still on the line with us here, apparently more of people from the ostensible right wing being cut off of various different funding platforms. This latest round coming from Patreon, which we'll get into that coming up here. By the way, in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Mark.
Let's go back to Matthew in Louisiana. You had pointed out that you've come across this news, and I've got it here, a story from Vice News, where crowdfunding site Patreon banned the accounts this week of several controversial public figures, part of a wider push by tech companies to deplatform users linked to the alt-right and far-right. The accounts of British conspiracy theorist YouTuber Carl Benjamin, better known as Sargon of Akkad, and U.S. far-right political commentator James Alsup were removed on Thursday, so yesterday. The ban will be a particular blow for Benjamin, who was earning more than $12,000 per month from the crowdfunding site.
Wow. Yeah. And
Benjamin did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
He's probably breathless.
Well, hopefully that wasn't the only, for his sake. I mean, I don't know how bad this guy is. I've never heard of him. I've certainly never seen anything he's ever done. I don't know how hateful or how alt-right or whatever he is. But, you know, for his sake, hopefully he had another funding method.
Well, no, he doesn't because he got doxxed from his regular job.
Okay.
And so he can't perform a regular job anymore because, you know, he's the evil Sargon of Akkad. And he's not particularly, he's not particularly alt-right, whatever that means. I mean, I realize Vice News has a particular viewpoint, which, and so they consider everybody to the left, to the right of Vladimir Lenin alt-right. But, he isn't really all that radical. He's even somewhat libertarian. I mean, not in the purest sense of the word, because, you know, being a nationalist, you have to believe in borders. So,
is this like, is he like a British nationalist, basically?
Yes. He was a big supporter of the Brexit, which apparently seems to be heading into troubled waters, and he's supposed to be doing a rally either tomorrow or Sunday. It's a free speech rally. There's Tommy Robinson in it, too. So, at any rate, I just wanted to pass this information on, and I don't know what all can be done about this, really, because this, you know, Vice News seems to be somewhat celebratory about this, but are they under the impression that the hammer isn't going to fall on them at some point?
Right. Where's their money come from?
Yeah, good question. Do they have advertising on Vice?
Not that I've noticed. I mean, it doesn't seem that I haven't noticed those 12 weird fruits that'll make you help you lose weight or whatever thing at the bottom.
Hey, Matthew, thanks for bringing it to our attention. We can talk about, you know, what people can do. Thank you. I appreciate it. As far as what you can do, well, actually, Chris, you were recommending, you haven't had any personal experience, but your partner has with a site called LiberaPay, as in LiberaPay.
Yeah, it's something that I would probably take a look at if you're looking for an alternative solution. I don't necessarily want to go telling people that they can't be shut down. I'm not sure of the details. It looks to me, and from what I understand, you can set up your own server if you want. So theoretically, it's sort of decentralized potentially, and even
because it's based out of France, which means that you would be in hot water if you had any kind of controversial content under French law, because they have a lot of restrictions on freedom of speech there.
It may even be developed by people on the left. So
I suspect it is if they're from France.
Possibly. So, but nonetheless, this is one area that I think libertarians and people on the left actually see eye to eye on a little bit.
People from France and Germany also developed Mastodon, which is decentralized alternative to Twitter that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, because, as you explained with what you believe to be the case with LiberaPay, we're not sure, but with Mastodon, you can definitely run your own server.
Absolutely.
So you can take this great software that was developed probably by leftists, because if you join their main server, it says you've got to follow the laws of France and Germany. Yeah. If you're on that server, which means that, you know, you can't say certain things because there's severe restrictions on freedom of speech in those countries. But if you spin up your own server, then you can have whatever rules set that you want for your server. And so somebody
or
did that.
Or just joining a server of some other like-minded people.
Correct. So Liberdon, for instance,
right,
which is the libertarian Mastodon server. That's where the Free Talk Live account is hosted, which you can find over at toot.freetalklive.com. It's a way to follow our social media posts, but not be relying on a centralized platform, or at least as much of a centralized platform, because it's still a server in Iraq somewhere that's managed by a person who you don't know. So, I mean, Liberdon, you know, we don't know who runs that server. They're a purported libertarian.
Sure, but
libertarian.
You could set up your own server, you and the servers interconnect. So
correct.
Unless one of the servers operators, say maybe somebody who's on a lefty server, could block somebody who's on a righty server.
Correct. They don't have to have the interconnections.
But otherwise, it's generally speaking, and even then, I think usually you can still message people. Their stuff won't show up on your feed or something.
Gotcha.
Like that.
So that's one example of sort of a decentralized alternative to a centralized platform. But specifically when it comes to fundraising, things get a little trickier.
Oh,
because,
yeah, definitely.
You know, what we saw after the initial purge of, let's say, Christopher Cantwell, who is a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, before he became a racist, he was a host on this show, and then we ended up having to kick him off because he became a racist. And after he got deplatformed from, like, PayPal and I think Stripe or one of those credit card processors, he popped up, or there was a site that popped up called Hatreon. And
well, it's a clever name.
It is clever. And I was surprised when I found out that it was actually Cody Wilson, the founder of Defense Distributed, who apparently was behind the Hatreon site. But it didn't last very long because apparently Visa broke up with Hatreon. So, again, you know, when it comes to processing payments, there are only so many ways that you can do that sort of inside the system,
right,
with credit cards, because ultimately you're relying on these big banks. And we've seen some of them respond to these pressure campaigns to stop doing business. Some big banks have stopped doing business with gun manufacturers now.
Yeah, look,
you can't have an account if you're, you know, Remington.
I don't think you should have to do business with anybody you don't want to do business with.
No doubt.
But
It also puts you at risk.
Yeah, this is why cryptocurrencies were created, people, is so that it would protect ideas of freedom of speech and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If the ideas of, what did we mention here, racism, separatism, whatever these ideas are bad.
They are. They're not our ideas, but we're just talking about the issue here.
I'm pretty sure you're a separatist.
No, I'm not.
You don't want to separate yourself from the United States government?
Oh, well, that's different. I don't want to be separate from people because of their, color of their skin.
I understand.
Whatever. And I'm fine living near people who work for the government as long as they don't force themselves on me.
This one guy got canned for being a Brexit supporter.
Well, we don't know. I mean, I our caller was acting like he was, like, no big deal, but we don't know. We've never heard a single thing he said.
I haven't heard a single thing he said, but that's what the Vice article said.
Yeah. Well, no, the Vice article called him a far-right... a conspiracy, British conspiracy theorist. And then the other guy is apparently a U.S. far-right political commentator.
Maybe I got the two sources mixed up there.
But either way, we're talking about the alternatives here. So
right.
So this Hatreon site, which, you know, they probably got taken down because of the name. But, you should have come up with something else, even though it is clever.
It is a great name.
But they got taken down, and I don't know how long they even lasted. It didn't seem like it was that long. And then, of course, later on, Cody Wilson ended up getting arrested for something completely unrelated. So that one's off the table. There was another one that was created by, you may remember the dude who did the Ron Paul blimp, Trevor Lyman.
Yes.
So he contacted me this summer, I think it was, and told me about his new site, MediaBacker.org. And I went and I checked it out, and it was an alternative to Patreon. The idea was you could back the media project, like Free Talk Live, or...
Heck, why not?
Yeah, I think he opened up with Scott Horton as his first project there, and you could back the project that you wanted. You could pledge an amount. It would come out of your credit card. It would do it monthly. So it was your typical monthly kind of subscription thing that he was doing. And I was like, yeah, I wanted to support this at least enough to sign up for it, and I just tried going back to it tonight, and website's completely gone. So, you know, that didn't work out. That didn't even make it 4 months.
Yeah.
5 months. So, and this other one, this Libra, what was it, LibraPay?
Yeah, it's L-I-B-E-R-A.
They don't have high volumes, by the way. There's more coming up here.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you are invited here to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We're talking about more accounts being shuttered, in this case by Patreon, stopping apparently some what they describe at Vice News as alt-right/far-right users of the platform. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. And, you know, what are the alternatives? Chris, you are suggesting one that seems to be a possibility of, you know, maybe some people could utilize it, LibraPay.
Yeah, I would say take a look at it and see if it might work for you. I don't know if it...
You don't have personal experience.
Yeah, I don't have personal experience. My partner has used it. He certainly has seen, had issues with it, but he's also very particular, to say the least. And... yeah, so, but also, you know, they've also changed. They've had to make changes because they've also run into issues where, you know, companies wouldn't do business with them directly, so they had to change, modify it, so you could set up your own account that then links to it.
Mm-hmm.
And similar to get around some of those problems.
You know, everybody loves a choo-choo train, but they've outlived their usefulness, buoyed by our nostalgia and propelled by tax dollars. In his new work, Romance of the Rails, Why the Passenger Trains We Love Are Not the Transportation We Need, historian Randall O'Toole covers the illustrious history of the locomotive and unwinds our fond memories from fantasy. Published by the Cato Institute, Romance of the Rails is the perfect gift for those that love trains. Get Romance of the Rails by Randall O'Toole at Amazon and all major bookstores.
Isn't that some great copy?
It is great.
That is great copy.
Did you write that?
I did. Every single word of that
good
is mine.
Good for you. That one was a good one.
It is a good one.
And I didn't see any glaring spelling errors
either. I hate you.
So.
I hate you just a little more. I go to sleep at night grinding my teeth hating you.
So we're going to continue here. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, but then more about what's going on with Patreon coming down on certain controversial accounts. First, she's Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. Have that comment about the Into the Train book. I just want to say, did you know that they tried to stop the Amtrak service from Kansas City to Albuquerque, and then it starts with a train ride from Albuquerque to L.A. But they wanted everybody to ride the bus from Kansas City to Albuquerque. So
yeah,
Amtrak
has a lot of buses that, especially out west, that run. It's kind of interesting that the train company relies on some buses to get stuff around. Yeah,
that's kind of funny. Well, but if there's not enough people demanding service, then
well, plus,
it makes sense.
The tracks don't go everywhere, so you got
to
get.
They used to. They could have been maintained.
Even where they do have service, train service still, I've noticed that certain hours, it's only bus service.
Yeah, it looks like the train's running from Albuquerque to Kansas City now, Sarah.
Right. This was a couple of months ago. It was the Congress at the time, and then our Heinrich and the Udall, our two senators, had to put a stop to it. Because the Congress that was the Republican at that time, they were going to put a stop to it. And so that line is called the Southwest Chief that comes from Kansas City all the way to L.A. I write that one all the time. And
When you're on it, Sarah, how long is your trip generally?
Well, I just write it from here to L.A., you know. That's the part that I write. But
so a day?
Sounds long.
Well, just 15 hours.
15 hours.
Okay.
So how many people would you say is on a given car that you're on there out of, you know, as a percentage of the car? How full is it?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I see, like, maybe a 60%, 70% on that route, you know.
And other times?
That must be a popular route from Albuquerque to Los Angeles. And back.
Best I can tell is that the trains aren't running full enough to make them make sense financially.
That's okay. The government runs it, so they can just subsidize.
Well, right. And when somebody says, well, this is just not making any financial sense, some senator steps in and says, bah, I have to protect my constituents. They don't have to do that with airplanes.
Well, you know what? I know the real reason why they're fighting the train is to make more money for the petroleum industry. They want everybody to either fly or ride a car or ride the bus that all uses petroleum And I'm also
what do you think the train uses?
Do the trains not use petroleum?
We call them diesel engines.
Wait a minute. You mean there's not a guy with a sack of coal in the back of the car?
What in the world would you want that for? It's
shoveling.
Dirtier fuel. The only clean... there are no nuclear trains, Sarah.
In the U.S. or anywhere in the world?
I don't know.
But the thing is, the amount of... it does, I guess, use diesel, but the amount of the petroleum that the airplane... If you force people to use airplanes and ride the bus and the car, they make tons of money, and that's all of it.
It's a weak conspiracy theory, Sarah, the idea that anybody who's against trains is against them because they're in favor of the petroleum industry. That's what you're saying?
Well, it was a Republican Congress, and they were all in with the big oil money, and that's
you don't think the Democrats also get money from the oil companies?
Well, the Democrats love the unions, and Amtrak is all union.
But the thing about it is that the Democrat wants to expand and make the Amtrak better. We have a Democrat Congress now.
So the reality is that Amtrak is basically a bus company. I mean, if you look at the routes, there are more routes that are bus routes
really
than there are routes that are train routes.
Yeah, I believe that.
Sarah, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You know, if the thing can exist in the market, great. If the passenger rail is something that the market can support, then
read Romance of the Rails, and you will realize that it cannot.
It can't. Yeah.
It's interesting that we're talking about trains and subsidies and things like that,
mm-hmm.
Because the roads are subsidized. They're subsidized by tax dollars, and I'd be curious to see what the cost difference is
if you took away all the subsidies from all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good question. Well, of course, are the airlines also subsidized in the fact that the government runs the airports?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe partially,
right? Because otherwise, the airlines
certainly
themselves
Keene they are. Certainly, the Keene Airport is.
All governments. I mean, almost all airports, the international airports, the ones that we all travel through,
are subsidized and regulated.
Yeah, appears to be too.
Yeah. So, well, how would it all change if the airlines themselves had to?
People would still want to get around. That's for sure.
Oh, for sure.
If it costs more, if it costs less, I don't know.
It will happen. Yeah. Either way, it just would be interesting to see if things organize themselves differently, and if so, how they would. Of course, that's a whole other alternative world we don't live in.
And the other thing is, how does the past, which has already subsidized something, affect the future? It may not have worked. If we had never subsidized it, it may, one thing might make sense, the other might not. But because we already did it, it's now leading in a different direction.
Now, of course, there's also a product that's moved on rails, and perhaps that's more of a viable business in the absence of government subsidy, but I don't know.
It's the one question that I'm kicking myself for not asking Randall O'Toole during that particular interview. I even had it written down.
Ah, drat.
And it just didn't happen.
You have to read the book.
Well, yeah. I did read the book. I read parts of the book.
Well, the title suggests, because they talk about how passenger trains are not the transportation we need.
Right.
So it suggests that maybe there's a chance.
Best I can tell, yes, that it makes sense to move things to general locations on rail and then distribute from there on truck.
All right, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News.
Federal prosecutors in New York are suggesting that Michael Cohen, the president's longtime personal attorney, serve a substantial term of imprisonment for crimes he pleaded guilty to in August, including campaign finance violations, As far as all this talk that Cohen was cooperating with the FBI in the investigation, Chris Wecker was assistant director of the FBI. He tells Fox News,
I don't think Mueller really had a lot of interest in him. I think he was trying to get the attention of the special counsel and try to get a sweetheart deal, but I don't think Mueller views him as a credible witness.
James Comey was on Capitol Hill testifying on Friday. He'll have to head back on December 17th once again to testify, and the up-and-down ride on Wall Street continues as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 559 points to close the day at 24,388, and the S&P was also down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll free. Join us right here if you want to talk on the radio with us about anything. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are going to be heading to Acapulco in a matter of 2 months, basically.
I'm excited.
It's coming up fast. February 14th through the 17th, you'll be able to see all kinds of great people, including Ron Paul, who will be returning. He was there in 2018. He's going to be coming back in 2019. And there's a good chance it was Ron Paul that sold out 2018. But it was a really good event, even without Ron Paul, of course. There's dozens of speakers that attend Anarchapulco. They'll be talking about everything from entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, to personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. You can go to anarchapulco.com and get a list of the speakers they've announced so far. They're going to be announcing more, of course, as the event gets closer. But then again, the longer you wait to get tickets, the more, you know, if you're waiting for more people to be announced, you usually end up paying more because they want you to commit sooner rather than later. And so prices tend to go up the closer the event actually gets to happen.
Plus, if you're trying to play some game where you get it like in right at the end of the 2,900th ticket of 3,000 that they're going to sell, there are 3,000 tickets.
Not a good game to play.
You know, you it slips your mind for a week, and then you're not going to Acapulco.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to go into the event. You're not going to get a ticket to the event.
Right.
Not to mention hotel rooms and things like that.
Right. Right.
They bought out the whole hotel,
correct.
So you're basically not going on the site.
Yeah. You've got to get in, get your tickets now over at anarchapulco.com, code FTL. It was more than two-thirds sold out, and that was a month ago when we asked Jeff Berwick that down in, he was in Texas when we were at the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Right.
So they were more than two-thirds sold out at that point, and that was more than a month ago. So, you know, this is something.
There might be 500 tickets left.
If you've heard about us, you know, heard us talking about this, if you heard us broadcasting from there for the last 2 years, it's a great event. It is the premier event as far as libertarians, anarcho-capitalists, voluntarists, free thinkers. This is the place to go. It's February 14th through the 17th. We will be there broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event, and we'll look forward to seeing you if you're there. Anarchapulco.com, use code FTL, and you will get a discount when you use that code at anarchapulco.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We got Dillman88 on the line on our Discord call-in line. Go ahead, Dillman.
Hey, guys. Hey. So I had a question about cryptocurrencies.
Sure.
Right now, as we're seeing a downturn in the market,
oh, yeah.
would it make sense to try to pick up a secondhand hardware miner and try to get into the mining now, or is it still not profitable to look at something like that?
Best I can tell, it's never profitable to do mining. I mean,
I've never met anyone who's had much success with it.
Yeah, I mean, mining seems to be things that people want to, the thing
it's
that people want to talk about and all that stuff. And I've seen a lot of people do it, and I have yet to find anybody who does it and does it and makes money at it.
Well, somebody's got to be making money at it because there's people doing it in large scale.
Yeah.
I mean, mega, you know, servers, yeah. Racks
but
and racks
have,
of.
They've got basically free electricity, free space, and then they're doing it in huge quantities.
I've seen people fail with free electricity.
Yeah. Walmart makes money selling spatulas. I don't recommend you buy a knife and start whittling out spatulas
but there's
and attempting
a difference.
To compete with Walmart.
There's a difference between making, you know, 3 cents off of each, you know, server, and mm-hmm. if you do that, you know, with enough servers, you know, it's not going to be worth your or my time to set it up, but it would be maybe if you're doing it in huge quantities, in huge numbers.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's
got to work for some people out there. And
that is the mantra of people that get into mining. It's got to work for somebody,
right.
But all I'm saying is that my recommendation from my experience up to this point from everybody I've seen ever, it doesn't seem like a good idea.
I had one mining contract with Bitcoin.com that was a winner, and
yep,
then the next one I lost big time.
Yeah, I had one with Bitcoin.com. It was a winner.
Might
and
as well just roll some dice.
Yeah, and then later it doesn't make much sense.
So it seems to me like something that people do out of a love for the network as far as on an individual basis,
yeah.
To you know, essentially do it as a hobby. But as far as individuals with their mining equipment, there was one guy that we go to a meetup here, a cryptocurrency meetup in the area, and there's one guy who was always mining. He was always mining something, but
yeah,
now he
wasn't
stopped.
Making any money from it, though.
He claimed that for a time that he was, but when we saw him this last week, I asked him, hey, what are you mining? And he says, I'm not. I'm looking for a new place to put my miner.
True.
So he wants to locate up in Quebec or over in Washington State, where apparently the power
some place with free electricity
is
right?
Cheaper.
You can't tell these mining guys that they're going to mine no yeah. matter what you say.
So I don't want to discourage you, Dillman88, but that's been our experience.
Okay. So one other quick question then.
Yeah.
There are two new crypto cell phones that are about to be that are coming out or about to be released.
Really?
Is that all vaporware, or do you think those are actually going to be real products?
I don't know anything about it. What are they called?
One of them is by HTC. It's called the Exodus. And the other one is by Sierran Labs, and it's called the Finny.
Call me skeptical.
Oh, yeah, the Finny. I remember this, yeah.
What do you know about it?
I don't know anything about it.
I know that if you put the words AI or blockchain on anything, it sells
it's
for more.
Sell. according to lifehacker.com, in a story filed this week on Wednesday, nothing has signaled that we finally entered the cyber future more than the rise of blockchain networks and cryptocurrency, and that makes HTC's upcoming blockchain-based smartphone, the HTC Exodus 1.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. One of the most cyberpunk and strange devices yet.
Mm. Somebody glued some weird devices on it to make it steampunk.
As with most things blockchain and crypto related, it can be difficult to get a sense of what the Exodus One actually is.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's all marketing.
And what is it? And what it is that makes it different from every other smartphone you can buy? So we've put together this guide to teach you more about the Exodus One, including why you'd want or not want one, and how to get it. The Exodus One is a blockchain-powered smartphone that also serves as a digital cryptocurrency wallet and secure data vault. It was conceived of and designed by HTC's decentralized chief officer. Phil Chen was also on the development team that created their Vive VR headset. On paper, the Exodus One sounds similar to other manufacturers' flagships. Then they go down the memory and the RAM, or the memory and the processor and all that stuff. And so it's got those things. By most measures, these are generally flagship-worthy specs. Of course, the Exodus One's real selling point is its blockchain integration and that it doubles as a hardware wallet for your digital cryptocurrencies. Because, you want to carry around a hardware wallet everywhere you go so you can lose it somewhere. How many times have you misplaced your phone?
Even more important is that what the crypto geeks always forget is that all the encryption in the world isn't going to stop a guy with a hammer that's going to bang you in your knee until you tell him the password.
Mm. I mean, call me skeptical. Usually the way these phones are designed are such that the modem has control over the rest of the device. You can't really trust your phone to be secure. Secure in the first place. It's just they're not secure devices.
So you're saying no matter what the promises are, you question.
I'm highly skeptical of it. Yeah, I mean theoretically they could maybe separate stuff out, but look, I mean you're talking about $30 million or $50 million or something, some insane amount of money in order to do a design, a more unique design, especially with the kind of specs that they're probably advertising on it. So I'm skeptical that it's anything more than anything other than marketing.
Well, they claim here that every Exodus One is a node in HTC's own blockchain network.
So what?
And the smartphone runs open source blockchain-based apps known as dApps to process transactions. Each user within the network will be able to trade cryptocurrency with each other, their devices acting as a wallet for their digital currencies, which, of course, raises questions about security. To keep your crypto safe, HTC implemented the Trust Zone Secure Enclave on the Exodus One, something you won't find on your average Android phone.
Oh, okay.
They claim this is a hardware-based mini operating system that acts like a digital bank vault, helping you manage your crypto assets
I know what this is.
And running in parallel with the phone's Android 8.1 operating system. Any data protected by Trust Zone is cordoned off and unreadable to everything else on the phone, including the Android OS and anything running on it. So they claim. But is it open source?
No, and it's not only is it proprietary, but it's flawed. So this is a technology that's in all sorts of different devices and like laptops and desktops and everything nowadays.
So
it's totally flawed.
Our initial opinion here, Dillman, is that, is it going to be vaporware and that it doesn't show up? Well, no, it's probably going to show up. It's HTC. They're going
to
release it.
If you want things like this in the future, you have to support them now, though.
Good call. Thanks, Dillman. Appreciate it. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free to bring up whatever you want and take control of the airwaves here. We were talking about, we were going to talk about cryptocurrency tonight, so I'm glad our last caller, Dillman, brought this new blockchain phone up from HTC. And there was another one he mentioned, I don't remember what that one was called. But, you know, the blockchain revolution or evolution is definitely going on, and it is it's become a buzzword, as you said, Mark. Anybody that puts blockchain in front of whatever it is that they're doing, you know, blockchain pizza is going to get people crazy about that particular pizza, because anybody that announces
this is great technology.
Well, blockchain is good technology.
Blockchain is great technology, but it isn't necessary for everything. You don't need blockchain radio.
Yep, correct.
You don't need a decentralized online ledger, where a bunch of different computers sync up to the same thing in radio. It just doesn't make sense.
Which you're
in banking,
blockchain.
It makes a lot of sense.
There are so many situations where people are trying to make blockchain solve a non-problem, something that you don't even have a problem, and they're trying to use it to fix it.
Yeah, and also you mentioned banks, but you know any place where you've got a ledger or some sort of important document that needs to not be changed or modified, blockchain.
Well, when it is modified, because blockchain can be modified, right. But when it is modified, it then becomes immutable.
Correct. And can't be the books can't be cooked, basically, right. With proper implementation of blockchain. It makes things more honest, and that's valuable.
Trustless is the terminology they use.
Yeah, it's very valuable. So we'll continue here. By the way, I do want to let you know, speaking of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, the Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And that is where you can go to learn the basics. Right now, Bitcoin, earlier today, flirting yesterday, $3,333. It hit that low point.
That's about what it is now.
And
it's down to 3210, I see.
3210 right now?
No, it's at 3433.
Yeah, okay, so it's going to come back a little bit.
We're at a bull run, people.
some are saying it's going to go down as far as
500. It's a rare new breed of success.
Some are saying it's going to go down as far as $500 per Bitcoin. Now, who knows what's actually going to happen?
There are other people saying it's going to go up to $1 million.
But there's no way to know.
Both are probably true.
The best thing you can do is learn about it. Go to Bitcoin.com. You can learn about it there through their Bitcoin Academy, Bitcoin.com Academy. Over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, if you want to get the latest news headlines about the world of cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, they've got them over on their news site at news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, again, one of our callers brought up this HTC blockchain phone, which I know I'd seen something about this in the news headlines, but I never really took the time to take a look at it here.
I pretty much skipped over. I read the blurbs of the phones that were coming out.
Well, you're a huge privacy guy, and that's one of the things you do over at ThinkPenguin.com is you actually sell privacy-centric, privacy-oriented equipment like Linux-based computers and routers.
Do you have privacy-oriented phones?
No, and the reason we don't
there aren't any.
Because you can't really design a phone in any kind of cost-effective way, even if you're a larger company, because there's not enough of a market for it, so nobody's going to actually do it, and
Well, there will be a market for this one.
It might be doable, but it's not going to happen anytime soon. Because somebody who really has an interest is going to have to focus on it and not necessarily do it for the money, I think is what's going to
happen. Yeah, this isn't going to be a mass market appeal phone, that's for sure. And it's not going to be cheap either, apparently, according to the folks over at lifehacker.com. This new HTC blockchain phone is going to, what's it called?
It's grand.
Exodus One. Yeah, it's going to be like around $1,000. And, of course, it's only going to appeal to people that understand what, or at least have some concept of what blockchain is and why it's valuable. So to the crypto geek world, who tend to be fairly moneyed, so, you know, there's definitely a market, I would say, for this particular device.
Maybe.
Any device that is trying harder to be secure interests me.
Mm-hmm.
I get that it's not secure, and if Chris says it's not secure...
Chris says it's fundamentally flawed.
And that may be so, but...
Because it's a phone, basically.
More secure is better than less secure, right?
I mean, I think you might even write it on the air. It's an enclave, basically, in the phone. So it's supposed to be, you're supposed to be able to run a program on a separate CPU.
Their trust zone.
And then the main CPU is not able to access it. So if there's some sort of malware on the phone, that
you can't touch it.
You can't touch it. But in practice, that's not really the case because there's flaws and they're just taking advantage of something that's already in the technology that they're building the phone off of. It's potentially, like, theoretically, like, conceptually, it's sort of a kind of a good idea, but it doesn't really work because it's flawed in the implementation.
Exodus One users manage their cryptocurrencies via the Zion crypto wallet, which securely stores Bitcoin and Ethereum across a decentralized network.
Now that's two.
Two whole cryptocurrencies,
okay.
The wallet can even be used to make payments in apps with Zion integration. And it says here, the security method differs from what is known as cold storage, the offline cryptocurrency storage method where keys are stored directly on a device like Siren Labs' upcoming Finny blockchain phone. Maybe that was the other one that he mentioned.
Yeah.
While cold storage is ultimately safer from hackers, it's not without risks, since losing or damaging your phone would mean losing access to your crypto keys for
good. That's very, very bad, people.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you have a backup, though, still?
One would presume.
You would think. And they have a plan with the Exodus phone.
I have no interest in carrying around all the crypto that I manage
with
me.
No.
So it sounds ridiculous.
Should you lose your Exodus phone, on the other hand, you'll be able to regain access to your Zion wallet using social key recovery, or what they call code sharding. This works similarly to Facebook's recently implemented account recovery system. You select up to 5 contacts who are sent part, or a shard, of a code that you can use to log back into a locked account. Be careful, though. The contacts you select will need to download an app. And if they lose access to their device or their part of the code, then you won't be able to regain access to your wallet. Why on earth you would want to put access to or a code that you would rely on to recover your device?
It sounds like
in the
bad
hands of grandma.
Yeah, it sounds like bad idea written all over this.
Yeah. Sounds pretty dangerous. The Exodus One's name...
It better just be phones that you have in your house that go access.
...apt as the device is part of the wider blockchain project to decentralize digital information and data at large, giving people control over their data, introducing transparency to various financial systems and marketplaces. And this quote from the Exodus Design Principles explains, quote, "We believe we can rebuild the Internet together by empowering the people to own their own identities, personal data, and assets." Now, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a good idea. Giving people more control over their own lives, giving people more control over their own data, decentralization, and you know, the fact that companies are seeing this as valuable is ultimately a good shift.
Yeah.
It's a shift in the right direction, even if this is a flawed.
Will they see it as valuable if nobody buys this phone, though?
Yeah. Well, it's even been suggested, says lifehacker.com, that the open source decentralized bookkeeping and computing of the blockchain could be used from everything from voting to healthcare records.
It'd be great for voting.
To more demanding.
It should work for healthcare records.
Computer processes like graphics rendering. Following the Exodus One, the designer, the key designer, Chen, hopes to deliver a more affordable crypto phone aimed at unbanked and underbanked people throughout the world. These are people who have limited to no access to secure and affordable
$1,000 phone?
He says a more affordable phone.
He's talking about a more affordable version of the phone.
He's saying after this one,
he wants to do a cheaper one.
Once we sell a whole bunch of these to people.
Something tells me that they're probably not going to be doing a $100, you know, phone.
Probably not. But we'll see.
But, yeah.
He says, whether that be due to where they live, their economic status, or other factors, nearly 19% of Americans are underbanked, while 6.5% are unbanked, while globally it's estimated that about 20% of the world's population is unbanked. Because of this, even the UN has expressed interest in Chen's product, which is not good news. Before that can happen, though, cryptocurrencies need to overcome their many hurdles, including their niche status, prohibitively long transaction times. Well, that's not true. High computing power requirements. That's not really that true either.
Yeah.
Wildly shifting values. Okay, that's true.
So high computing costs certainly are a reality to some extent. So Roger Ver bragged that he brought on the computing power of the Hoover Dam in order to combat Craig Wright in this most recent hash war that came to pass. That's a lot of computing power. A day's worth of the Hoover Dam is a lot of computing power. However, what do you get for it, and what does the legacy banking system cost in power? So you compare it. You compare it to what it's competing against.
Right. It's not in a vacuum.
And also, what are you getting for it? Let's not forget that the
ownership of your own money for the first time ever.
Control over your own money.
And besides all of that. For everybody else, even if you don't own any cryptocurrency, computing technology has been driven forward. The estimates are 6 to 8 months. We're in the future now of computer technology.
You mean like the graphics cards that are being designed to mine? That's what it means. Yeah,
I don't know. I can't say that.
The graphics cards are selling like hotcakes.
Right.
And so there's a lot more money being dumped into that particular market segment, so those companies are doing more development as a result. Because they're trying to top one another.
If progress is worth something, then it's probably worth that.
Yeah. I honestly think the comparison to the banking system and how much power they must use is the most interesting one, because no one's ever done that estimate.
And, and what about the currency itself?
The U.S. currency?
Yeah, physical currency. Yeah.
Printing it?
Yeah, printing it and maintaining it.
And delivering it and moving it.
More coming up. Fluorescent lights.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.